Robert, for me, I'm passionate about baseball and business and family. And those are the three things where I spend most of my time. And I think ultimately, you're going to be good at whatever you like most. What would I do for free? I obviously don't do it for the money. I do it because it's my second calling, my second sport. And I love to collaborate with great people that are much smarter than me. And winning together to me is something that makes me really happy. And then giving back is the other component of how do we make the world a better place.
That's how success happens. From Entrepreneur Magazine, my name is Robert Tuckman. I self-funded, built up, and eventually sold two businesses to major players in the sports and entertainment industry. And I am fascinated by other entrepreneurial minds and what drives high-achieving people. So on this podcast, we're going to learn what they've learned and what it takes to really succeed.
While Alex Rodriguez is best known as one of the world's greatest athletes, a 14-time MLB All-Star, and a 2009 World Series champion with the New York Yankees, many people don't realize all of his accomplishments off the field. It started with Alex starting A-Rod Corp in 2003, purchasing a duplex apartment on the theory that investing his MLB earnings wisely would protect him from the kinds of financial struggles that afflict too many professional athletes. Today, A-Rod Corp is a massive business with multiple verticals investing in a variety of sectors. I had the chance to sit down with Alex last week to discuss his incredible success, not only in baseball and business, but in broadcasting and philanthropy. It was a truly inspiring conversation. After amassing tons of money and accolades over one of the most historic baseball careers ever, I really wanted to start by asking Alex, where does that desire still come from? Where he continues to want to build, continues to want to work, and he does it each day.
That's an interesting question. Sometimes I play golf with some of my buddies, and you know they're a plus two or scratch, and I'm barely a 15 or 16. And some of my friends take me fishing, and they'll catch 10 fishes an hour. For 10 hours, I don't catch one fish. And I asked him the same question: what is it about you that makes you such a great golfer or a great fisherman? And it's passion, right? And I think to answer your question, Robert, for me, I'm passionate about baseball and business and family. And those are the three things where I spend most of my time. And I think ultimately, you're going to be good at whatever you like most. What would I do for free? I obviously don't do it for the money. I do it because it's my second calling, my second sport. And I love to collaborate with great people that are much smarter than me. And winning together to me is something that makes me really happy. And then giving back is the other component of how do we make the world a better place. So it's an extended clubhouse. It's my second clubhouse that's not the Yankees. It's my second Yankee career.
Yeah, and it sounds like you've just put together, and I've dealt with some of them just setting up this interview, and I could see what a great team you have. And I wanted to ask you too, because I personally remember, and this was one of my, this was post baseball, and you were doing announcing. And I was absolutely blown away how good you were, because I've seen so many post athletes and where I worked prior that they'll get into broadcasting. But I just remember seeing you, it must have been Fox or get, and just blown away. And how did that come about? I mean, is it a natural thing? Have you always worked harder? What really made you that good?
Oh, thank you. First of all, I enjoy it a lot. I love baseball. It's my greatest passion in the world besides my little girls and my family. Baseball is everything to me. My father played baseball. I grew up in his lap watching the Yankees and the Mets games when I was born in New York City. And, I think one of the things that worked well for me is being singularly focused. And I think one of the things we teach at A-Rod Corp or some of our principles is narrow and deep, not wide and shallow. And I've been the ultimate narrow and deep when it comes to baseball. I've been studying it since I was a young lad, probably watching two or three games per night and just loving it. And I think because I knew it so well and I was so passionate about it and so well studied, then the question becomes, well, can you deliver a message since in a short matter where people like you, Robert, at home can digest it and enjoy it and understand it? And that was the unknown. And it's something that I never thought about. But when I was went on, I enjoyed it, and I had some early success, which helped my confidence. And then I just kept doing it. I kept working on it and honing the craft. But again, the one thing that was covered was I had the substance part covered. And sometimes I think, Robert, people get out there too much when they pilot in their careers and they get out there too far too early. It hurts their confidence and then it's hard to come back. I've always thought about bunting, then a single, then a double, and then we hit home runs. You never start trying to hit grand slams. For me anyways, I like small wins.
I love that. I love that for entrepreneurs, especially with our crowd being mostly entrepreneurs and understanding, you know, and coming from you, just how I love how you've said, especially for someone who's hit so many home runs in their career, but understanding that it takes time to build things. And one of the things I was pretty amazed at as well was you actually started A-Rod Corp when you were still playing and pretty early on. And how did that come about? Was that something you always had in your mind, or was there something at that point in time where you said, now I'm going to focus or at least prepare myself on the business side of things?
Yeah, you know, I've always had two passions. I wanted to be a baseball player and a business entrepreneur. And I've been lucky to say that as hard as people describe me as a hard worker and all of this, I feel like I've never worked a day in my life because I'm doing exactly what I love to do. And if I wasn't getting paid a dollar, I would still be doing the same exact thing. I'm a life learner. I love education. I love to learn. I love to be in an academic environment. And there's so many ironies because for someone that didn't go to college the formal education way and someone who loves home runs and who's hits home runs, I really believe in the principles of singles and bunts and really thinking small. Because Joe Torre, the great manager, once told me, Alex, I was going through a terrible slump. And he said, come over here, young man. And you know, Joe Torre talks to me, he's like the godfather. Grabs me by the pinstripes at home at the old stadium. And he goes, hey, I'm going to tell you what I told Dale Murphy when I was with the Braves. He said, when you think small, big things happen. And then I was at the plate and back in the old stadium, just like the new stadium, when you're hitting as a right-handed hitter, you're looking just like I'm looking at you, Robert. And you know, I'm looking at Joe Torre. And I took a pitch and he says, remember, think small. And boom, the next pitch, home run to right center field. And he goes, just like Murph, right center field. And those are the lessons that I teach or try to, you know, have as principles at A-Rod Corp is let's take care of the fundamentals. Let's take care of the small things. Because if we can't do the small things and we can't execute the fundamentals, we're never going to be able to do the big things. So whether that's Robert telling you that we're 10 or 15 minutes behind, treating you, Robert, like you're the most important person in our universe, because at 2:30, you are. And those things are important to me.
Yeah, I love that. And I love taking that really, especially coming from someone like you. I think a lot of our listeners could really appreciate that because for so many people, they only see, you know, if you're looking at an entrepreneur, or someone who's been extremely successful, and this is why I love this show, you only kind of look at, they're on the show or you've seen them because of all of the big things they've accomplished, but you realize the hard challenges they had to go through. And I'm sure like with yourself, as you said, the days of training with baseball, what you learn, you know, just from a business standpoint. And when you did start A-Rod Corp, what was your primary focus at the time?
It was my defense at A-Rod Corp when I started it. It was my defense not to go bankrupt. And, you know, I've always been data-driven, both in baseball and in business. And I saw three numbers that just absolutely scared the crap out of me. Number one, I saw that the average career for Major League Baseball player was 5.5 years, that 90% of your income for your entire lifetime came from age 20 to 30. And then there's 750 players in the Major League, 750, less than 5% have an undergrad degree. And when I looked at these three stats and I took a step back, I realized that I was short players going bankrupt, right? And that's why when I saw this, over 60% of players going bankrupt, I said, what do I have to do today proactively to play defense against my days after I'm done playing baseball? And I started with apartments. I started with a small duplex. And the reason why I thought apartments was a perfect asset for me, it was a perfect hedge for a Major League Baseball player or any athlete making W-2 income. And I saw that as my earning power would decrease, my real estate would increase, both in cash flow and in value. And then I sold that duplex and I bought a fourplex. And then I sold that fourplex and bought 8 units and then 60 units. And then I ended up over the last, call it 18 to 19 years, growing our portfolio to well over 10,000 apartment units in 15 states. And it's been an incredible business for us. And we do one thing really well, apartments, apartments, apartments. And then you got to go out and find your Michael Jordan if you want to play basketball and Tom Brady if you want to play football. And I had that in a gentleman by the name of Stuart Zook. He's a 40-year veteran running apartments, and he's just done a phenomenal job kind of being our CEO and running Point for us in real estate.
I find that sometimes one of the hardest things, and it seems like you've been able to do that, finding good people who you know can get the job. Is that something that's been intuitive for you, or is that something that you've had to learn a lot of lessons around?
I learned a lot of lessons because I made a lot of mistakes, Robert, and I learned from those mistakes early on. And now I believe in VCP, vision, capital, people. And if you get this part right, then there's so much you can do because it frees you from the everyday stuff. You have to have the vision, right? And you have to be very clear about your vision. You have to have a capital to be able to fund your vision. And then it comes down to the people. You have to find the best people in the world to win championships in business, just like you need the best players in the world to win championships in sports. And VCP is something that A-Rod Corp lives by. And those principles allow us to scale and do all the things that we do around the world.
How are you spending just with so many businesses? And we'll get into, I know, some of the investments you've looked at. How does someone like yourself now spend like your day? Just what's the main focus on?
It's our people. It's our leaders, right? And, you know, part of executing BCP is just being a player coach. And when I'm needed, I'm there. But when the business is doing really well, I'm nowhere to be seen. And I get out of the way. I hire great people. I make them my partner. And then I give them full autonomy to go. And talk about trust, right? But trust and vetting is not trust, right?
Yeah.
Trust is trust. And you have to go out and give them that power to go out and run their business. And again, you're here as a player coach if needed. But if not, so a lot of my time is talking to our leaders of our different divisions. I have 7 direct reports, and we like to develop our young talent. We spend a lot of time. We bring in McKinsey. We bring in personal coaches. We bring in fitness people. We want our talent to continue to develop. We don't want them to go anywhere because the ability to have to bring in new people, that's the most expensive and the hardest thing on any company.
Yeah, there's no doubt that that is what it's about, people. And it's so hard. I've always found in my business is so hard to find just those good people. You just have to go through trial and error. And then once you have them, like you're doing, you're building them up.
More from our guest, but first, a word from our sponsors. No one is great at something the first time they try it. And if you're unfamiliar with investing, getting started can be intimidating. Wealthfront does the work for you, so you can invest like an expert from the beginning. Wealthfront creates automated investment portfolios of diversified, low-cost index funds that basically are personalized just for you. To open your account, all you need is 3 minutes and $500 to invest. There are no manual trades, no watching the stock market, and no more managing the details. Wealthfront's technology does it for you based on inputs you control. Right now, you can visit wealthfront.com/HSH to get your first $5,000 managed for free for life. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/HSH to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/HSH and get started today.
And our next sponsor.
Thinking about the high interest rate credit cards you used over the holidays, when it comes to refinancing your credit cards, you've got options. But only LightStream was ranked number 1 by J.D. Power for customer satisfaction with personal loans. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. LightStream's credit card consolidations loans start at just 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. You could save thousands in interest. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Apply today for a credit card consolidation loan from the company J.D. Power, ranked number 1 for customer satisfaction in personal loans. Plus, get an additional interest rate discount at lightstream.com/HSH. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/HSH. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.9% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/HSH for more information.
And we're back. Another thing where I got blown away too was I saw you on Shark Tank, and just a lot of times when they'll bring on someone and there you were talking about things like beyond any general person would understand, and seed rounds I was like, how does this guy do it? Because then I was thinking, this was prior to, you know, I saw you on obviously announcing and then this. And I know you have obviously made investing in businesses a big part of what you're doing now. How did you get into that? And what do you look for nowadays when you are investing?
One of the first things I look for is who the founder is and his vision. And what does he stand for? We call ourselves missionaries, not mercenaries. So we're mission-driven, and I like to see that in founders. I like to see a founder that has a big vision, but is also coachable, someone that is a good collaborator, and someone whose ego is under control. And we feel that a lot of our big wins with our portfolio, we have over 30 companies today, we find that is really led by a company that can be global and is scalable, just not domestically, but also a leader that can be best in class. We call those a nines or tens. So we look for that. And then we look for companies that we bring more than just capital, something we understand really well, something we're really passionate about. And sometimes we get involved in more ways than one. Sometimes we don't get involved. Sometimes we help the founders. We coach them. We help them recruit great talent, because sometimes the company's too small and they can't acquire the great talent. So many ways we get involved. We're taking one of our companies public. Hims and Hers was one that we're very proud of and very excited. And so far, even pre-closing has done fantastic.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And just when you can see it from investing into going public, that's got to be a pretty cool feeling. And do you focus, is there a specific focus on your interest when you're investing in businesses? Do you try and keep it specific to certain areas? Or are you really just looking for people that you find that you think are really good, and it could be in any type of business?
Yeah, I mean, we brought in McKinsey to do a big analysis with A-Rod Corp, and it kind of gave us some data and analytics on where are the places that we play really well, whether that's consumer, sports, beverage. Obviously, real estate's a big component of it. But it basically took what does the audience think that we're best in class at? And then we've been a little bit more focused there, because the opportunities come so fast and furious that my fear is when you get the big one, right? When you get the Uber, or when you get a Facebook, or when you get something that's just phenomenal, that you miss it because there's so much noise. So being able to narrow and deep and to be able to articulate what exactly are the things that get us excited, then I believe that the universe would then bring that back to us. So those are things that we're focusing on, and things that we really like and they're passionate about.
I know you told me that great Joe Torre story. I love that. Anything else you've learned on your own over all those years playing baseball that really have translated into the boardroom?
Yeah, I think two things. I think one is from George Steinbrenner. The other one is from Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera. I'll start with George Steinbrenner. You know, the one thing about George, he bought the Yankees for a little bit over $10 million in 1973. And today is over $5 billion. And when you include the network, it's closer to $10 billion. And what I loved about George Steinbrenner, every day at 7 o'clock in the morning in spring training, he was the first person there. And he came in his blue BMW, he parked it, and he went upstairs and spent, 9-10 hours in his office. And we can see him up there above in his suite. And he was just a great inspiration. And what he did was he would invest first and hope that the results would follow. A lot of entrepreneurs want to see the results and then they want to invest the money. That's something that I learned. That's something that I brought from the Yankees to A-Rod Corp, is invest first. So for us, whether that's investing in McKinsey, whether that's investing in coaching for our personnel, a nutritionist, and people to make our company better. We just got into two brand new offices. Our venture headquarters are out in West Hollywood in LA. Our real estate arm is here in Coconut Grove. And these are massive investments that we're making for the next decades. That's something that I learned from George Steinbrenner. What I learned from Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera is that here are two of the greatest players of our generation, and both of them are black belt fundamentalists. When it comes to fundamentals, nobody has better fundamentals than Derek Jeter. Nobody's a better bunter, hit and runner, gold glover. And Mariano, the same thing. When you talk about throwing strikes, and he did it all with one pitch, and he's the greatest closer of all time. So less is more. Simplicity and fundamentals win. And those are the same things that I try to bring to the boardroom.
I know we don't have too much more time, but I did want to ask you, you've accomplished so much, and it really just seems like some of this right now is even just getting started to where you're going to end up going. Where do you see yourself and the business, let's say in the next, I don't want to say 5 years, but 2 to 3 years out?
Yeah, I do agree with you, Robert. I think we're in the very early innings of A-Rod Corp. I think we're doing some very exciting things. I mentioned us taking one of our companies public. We'll take probably two more this year or next. We just launched JLo Beauty. It took us 3 years to build out JLo Beauty. That's Jennifer Lopez Beauty Company, which we started with Skin. We have launched that on January 1st. We're going 1/14 of this year, January 14th, launching all over the U.S. in Sephora. And it's been a very exciting business. It took 3 years to build out a world-class team. We created a partnership with Guthy Renker. They've been in the business over 30 years. We love them as partners. And now we've partnered with Sephora and Amazon to build out the retail and then the online business. And Jennifer is uber passionate about this. We're going to go probably with body next, color, vitamins. There's so many things you can go under the JLo Beauty Enterprise umbrella. That's something they're very excited about. And again, that just started just a few weeks ago. And I think ultimately A-Rod Corp can become, you know, a mini Berkshire Hathaway, where we have incredible assets with great quality that throw off a lot of cash, and we can do great things for us and our investors. And then we want to take that cash flow and reinvest it in even better companies.
Yeah, I have no doubt you are going to be successful at doing that. And before I let you go, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the charity side and social good, because that's something that's always been important to you and something you've always been involved with. Financial literacy. Why financial literacy? Has that been really a focus of yours and helping others?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest misses this country has is that we don't teach financial literacy in high school and junior high. It's really unfortunate. It's something that I've been doing with my daughters ever since they were in kindergarten. And every day I take them to school, I give them one business lesson, even to this day. The difference is now they don't listen to me because they're in high school. But it worked for a long time. And when you talk to them about financial literacy, there's so much that they know because they have a father that's teaching them that. But our academic schools should be teaching financial literacy is such a miss, is a humongous blind spot, and is a big insecurity as people get older. You'll be surprised how many incredibly smart people with multiple degrees don't know the last thing about financial literacy, have no idea what a hedge fund is, have no idea what the difference is between recourse debt and non-recourse debt, and things that are very basic that they should know that they don't know. So I think that's on us, the leaders, to keep pushing this agenda, that they should teach financial literacy, because it's one of the greatest arrows in your quiver that you can own.
Yeah, no doubt. How did you teach yourself that? Like you said, how did you do that?
I think studying is how I became a great baseball player, right? I studied, I worked really hard, I honed my craft daily. Now it's the easiest time to get educated. You can watch YouTube on anything. You can watch videos, you can read about it. You can study great players. I studied Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Cal Ripken, Dale Murphy. In business, I studied Warren Buffett, Barry Sternlicht, Mark Mastro, Mark Lorry, Vinny Viola, so many great business people. And you can just study, and you're going to go to whatever you're passionate about. I'm incredibly passionate about business. I'm incredibly passionate about developing young talent. And it makes me really happy when a young talent wins collectively.
Yeah, well, you're doing a lot of it. And we really appreciate you taking the time to come on How Success Happens for Entrepreneur, and wishing you the best of luck. I don't think you're going to need it. And I'm sure soon enough, we're going to be seeing you do some more amazing things. But we do appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Robert. Like George Steinbrenner always says, we always need a little luck for the pinstripers.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Love it.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, bye. Alex. And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to How Success Happens wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Wednesday morning. and you don't want to miss it. And if you like to share, please feel free to pass along the show to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost, and I could always use the subscribers. And do you have ideas for guests? I always love to hear about great entrepreneurs. If you know anyone, shoot me an email at hsh@entrepreneur.com or on Twitter at Robert Tuchman, that's RobertTuchman, or even send me a message on LinkedIn. How Success Happens is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for insight on building your business, or even better yet, subscribe to our magazine. No joke, I found my first job after reading about a company in Entrepreneur Magazine back in the 1990s. It's always been my absolute favorite magazine for entrepreneurs. Thanks for listening and spending some time with me today. Until next time, my name is Robert Tuchman, just a fellow entrepreneur and your host. See you soon.